Now we go to the White House to check in with ABC News correspondent Karen Travers for the latest from D.C. You can follow her on Twitter at Karen Travers. Karen, thanks so much for joining us this morning. And yesterday, bit of a surprise announcement from the CDC. Mm-hmm. It sounds like this was not something the White House was expecting.
You know, not too much of a heads up on it. I mean, I think when you look back at what the president was saying earlier in the week, he was sort of hinting that there might be a new phase coming on masks and wearing them inside and outside. But it certainly wasn't that he knew it was coming on Thursday. The president had said earlier in the week that the U.S. had gotten to a point where there could be what he called a more aggressive effort to lay out what you can do when you're vaccinated, you know, beyond just go hug your grandchildren. And he felt that, you know, the country was heading in the right direction in terms of the percent of people that have been vaccinated. Yesterday, though, this was a big announcement from the CDC saying that if you're fully vaccinated, you can safely ditch your mask in most cases, even indoors and in large crowds. Now, there are exceptions to this, of course, buses, planes, hospitals, and there's also a deference given to state and local jurisdictions and private businesses. These are just guidelines, and I think people have to remember that. It's not the, you know, mandate and here's how it's going to work. It's guidance that people and places can follow. And I think we're going to start seeing private businesses say, we're going to just hold off a little bit. You know, there was a report just a few seconds ago in my inbox from Home Depot saying that they haven't updated their mask policy. They'll tell everybody if it changes, but you're seeing that with some grocery stores too, that they're going to just kind of keep going as is, requiring the mask inside and maybe down the road make a change.
Did everyone in the White House press corps rip off the masks after the announcement was made yesterday? Yes. Did you guys throw them up in the air like a graduation?
Yeah, there was an email that went out from the president of the White House Correspondents Association saying that based on these new guidance, the mask mandate on campus has been lifted. White House officials were told they could do the same. And in fact, the president was in the Oval Office with a group of Republican senators talking about infrastructure. And afterward, we heard from some of them that they took their masks off, that they, you know, they heard about it. I don't know, phones went off or somebody told the president through, you know, walking in the door. But the president himself also took his off. And it was notable when you saw him come out to the Rose Garden yesterday, he wasn't wearing his mask when he came out. And that's a difference because before when he's given remarks outside or inside, he's walked up wearing it, has taken it off and put it back on. You know, we were all kind of joking for our own selfish purposes. It's going to be, I think, maybe easier to get him to answer questions because
right.
Facial expressions you might be able to make. He joked with us on Wednesday. I was in that small group of reporters with him on Wednesday when he took my question and two other reporters' questions and said that we were going to get him in trouble, that he shouldn't be answering these questions. But as he put it, I can't resist. So hoping now it's even a little easier because you can kind of gesture, come over and take our questions.
And then final, real quick, last question.
Yeah.
That meeting with Republican lawmakers on infrastructure, how did that go? What came out of that meeting?
Yeah, everybody was saying it was productive. A lot of positive comments afterwards. Republicans, in fact, were very optimistic that they can reach a deal. Now, they're very far apart, and the president was clear yesterday. There was no compromise made, but they're talking, and that's a good thing in Washington. And, you know, usually you can get a good sense after the meeting of how they frame it. Sometimes it's so far apart, we're never going to reach a deal. Things were looking pretty good yesterday. So we'll see what happens over the next maybe 7 to 10 days.
Well, it sounds like the meetings are civil and, you know, there's negotiating going on and everybody comes out of them in a pretty positive way. So maybe some progress on that front. Karen Travers, ABC News correspondent live from the White House. You can follow her on Twitter at Karen Travers. Karen, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. You too. Have a great weekend.